You are listening to an Elam Christian Center podcast. We hope that you are inspired, encouraged, and empowered by the message you are about to hear.
Hey, good evening. I'm Shane from City Campus. It's so good to be here. Thank you, Pastor Bates, for this wonderful opportunity. And I love this video. I love the video of Babylon, the sermon series. You know, I 100% believe God delivered Daniel from the lion's den. But I'm not sure whether Jeremy goes to bed 9:45 every night. I'm not sure. Are you here? Hey, we are into week 3 of our sermon series, Babylon, based on the book of Daniel. Today we are into Daniel chapter 6. You know, one of our church members, whose name is John, he has a pilot's license. So last year he invited me to fly from Auckland to Kathmandu with him. And so he rented a small plane in the flight club in South Auckland. Can we show people the photo? Yeah, that's the plane and we used on that day. So before we took off, John had a full page of pre-flight checklist. There are so many items on the list. So he had to go around and around the plane to tick all the boxes. And I knew nothing about the checklist. I didn't even know what to look for, but I followed John closely to make sure he didn't miss any boxes on the page. And after we took off, the day was beautiful. Everything looked clear in the sky. And while Joe was flying, he was looking at a GPS. And can we show them the photo of the next one? Yeah, you see this one? That's the iPad mini. That was the GPS we used on the flight. You know, the GPS on the plane was so different from the one we use in cars. There are lots of lines, you know, different circles, and all kinds of numbers kept changing. I didn't understand what they are saying. And John was a very patient guy. He tried his best to explain it. He said, hey Shane, look at this line. This line means this. This circle means that. Those numbers tell us those information. If we want to reach Kathmandu, we must follow this line. I appreciated his explanation, but I still didn't understand why I needed to know that, because I can see Kathmandu out the window. We are not flying to Australia, John. It's there. But I did learn something from that GPS. When you are up in the air, you are following completely different rules and regulations. And all the rules were designed to ensure every plane reaches its destination. Today, if we want to reach the destination God has designed for us, we need to follow different rules. We cannot fly in the air by following the rules on the ground. If we want to fulfill God's purpose, we need to follow God's rules. Friends, we are designed to fly at a different altitude for a greater purpose. So my hope for today's sermon is to enable you, to encourage you to see further, think bigger, and refocusing on God's plan, regardless of the circumstances we are in. So the title of today's sermon is Pursuing the Higher Calling. So now let's get to look at Daniel chapter 6. As we already learned from previous chapters, Daniel and his friends were taken to Babylon when they were teenagers, probably 15, 16 years old. But in chapter 6, Daniel was already in his 80s. Empires rise and fall. The kingdom of Babylon was eventually conquered by Persians, yet Daniel retained his high position in the new kingdom. Let's go to Daniel 6, verse 3. Now Daniel so distinguished himself among the administrators and the satraps by his exceptional qualities that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. So Daniel was still one of the top guys in the kingdom. But you know what's going on when someone is doing well in the workplace. People got super jealous. So other administrators, they tried to find something to use against him. Daniel 6, verse 4 to 5. However, they could not find anything wrong with him. No corruption in him, because he was so trustworthy and neither corrupt or negligent. Finally, those people said, "We will never find anything basis for charges against this man, Daniel, unless it has something to do with the law of his God." So they came up with an evil scheme and convinced the king to sign a law like this. Daniel 6, verse 7. They suggested, "Anyone who prays to any god or human being during the next 30 days, except you, your majesty, shall be thrown into the lion's den." So they said, for a whole month, nobody could pray to any god except the king. Whoever breaks the law will be thrown into the lion's den. The king agreed. But Daniel wasn't about to stop praying to his God, even if it means facing lions. Daniel 6, verse 10. "Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem." Listen to this. Three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. That means it was the pattern of his life. So Daniel wasn't trying to cause trouble or rebel against the Lord. Nope. That was the pattern of his life. That was just part of his everyday routine. So we need to ask ourselves this question. Does the pattern of my life match what I'm pursuing? Does the pattern of my life match the calling I'm pursuing? Are we Christians like Daniel, allowing our daily routines to reflect the higher purpose we're living for? In the last Monday afternoon, I was here to pick up some of the youth from City Campus coming back from Encounter Camp. So one of the boys told me, "Oh, I am so tired." He was so tired because he had to share a small cabin with five other boys. And some of them snored all night long. He couldn't sleep well, but I could relate to it. I remember back in my university days in China, that was in the late 90s, eight of us squeezed in the dorm room. Wow, that snoring was loud every night. The dorm room felt like a lion's den. And in our school, every night, in our university, every night at 11 o'clock, all the lights will be turned off, right? The security guard will just flick off the main switch at 11 p.m. All the lights were out, just like a zookeeper overseeing a lion's den. And remember, there is a roommate whose name was Chi, okay? And every night around 10:45, 15 minutes to lights out, Chu started reading his Bible on his bed. Not for too long, just 10 minutes. After 10 minutes, he would put his Bible on his chest and close his eyes like this. I don't know if he fell asleep or he was praying, because the lights were out very soon. And at the campus of 12,000 students, I only knew two Christians during those years, and one of them was Chi. So as you can imagine, his bedtime routine seemed so strange and funny to us. So other roommates and I, we just loved Ahab. We was teasing him every time he was reading the Bible. So we loved Ahab for 3 long years. And she kept reading his Bible for 3 long years. Never stop. Hey, I used to tease him a lot. But today, I have so much respect for him. Back then, I was not Christian. But if I could have that kind of commitment to the Word of God, if I could have that kind of consistency in everything, anything I did, I could have become a better person in my 20s. We are not able to change what happened in the past, but we can define our future. We cannot change what happened in the past 3 years, but we can transform ourselves by establishing a new pattern of life in the next 3 years. The pattern of our life must match the calling we are pursuing. So what do we do? I believe there are 2 things we can learn from Daniel's daily routine. Let's learn from his pattern. Let's get back to the same verse. Verse 10 in Daniel 6. When Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened towards Jerusalem. Let's stop here. The windows opened towards Jerusalem while he was praying. So the first thing we can learn here is see beyond your circumstances. When Daniel opened his window towards Jerusalem in prayer, he wasn't just praying towards a physical city. He was fixing his eyes on the vision, a promise God had given to his people. It was a vision of restoration, a promise of returning to their homeland to rebuild the city. What was God's promise? Before Daniel and his generation were taken to Babylon, probably 20 to 40 years ago, God had spoken to them through a prophet whose name was Jeremiah. Jeremiah 29, verse 10. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. Remember, Daniel came to Babylon when he was 15, 16. Now he was in his 80s. So that means they are indeed in the final years of their exile. So Daniel understood that, you know what? My circumstances are just temporary. I choose to fix my eyes on God's ultimate purpose for us. I choose to fix my eyes on God's plan for my people instead of my circumstances. 2 Corinthians 4:18. The Apostle Paul says this, fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Just like Daniel, we face challenges, setbacks, disappointments every day. But you know what? We are called to fix our eyes on the ultimate goal, on the vision of God's plan for us. We need to see beyond our circumstances. You might already noticed there is a verse on the wall in the cafe in every campus of Elim Christian Center, Jeremiah 29:11, right? That's what God says to those people. For I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and the future. I believe today's Christians, we find ourselves in a very similar situation as Daniel's generation. We are not in Jerusalem. We are in Babylon. We are surrounded by values, cultures, people who disagree with us on what we believe. But because of that, everything in Jeremiah 29:11, the same principle applies to us. The same promise speaks to us. God's plans for us is to prosper us, to give us a hope in the future. So friends, maybe sometimes you feel like you are sitting in a room with a closed window, but what you need to learn from Daniel, it's time to open the window, to push aside the obstacles, to push aside the things stand in front of us, block of vision. Open the window to see beyond your circumstances. You need to see yourself standing where God wants you to be in future. And you know what? One day you will witness how God fulfilled his good promise for your life. See beyond your circumstances. What's next? Let's get back to the same verse. Daniel 6:10. It says, three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. Giving thanks to his God. Daniel, for what? You are going to be thrown into the lion's den. Giving thanks for what? Daniel, even when things won't go his way, still gave thanks to God. So the second thing we can learn from him is praise God through every situation. Praise God through every situation. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, the Apostle Paul says, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Give thanks in all circumstances. And during the New Year holidays, my mom and dad were here visiting us. My mom loved to cook Chinese dishes for my kids. I love my mom's cooking, okay? That brings back my childhood memory. Well, but my kids, they are not big fans of Chinese dishes. So I need to talk to them. I said to them, hey, come here. You know who grandma is? Grandma is my mom, okay? I always eat anything your mom cooks, so you must eat everything my mom cooks, okay? That's the deal. So since then, every time when my mom cooks something and presents it on the table, I always remind my children, hey, come on, what do you say now? They will be like, oh, thank you, grandmom. We are so hungry. But my mom, it's my mom. She knows all my tricks, okay? So my mom could tell us, your children's reaction is not real. Because you ate everything on their plate. So friends, you know, when God says, praise God in every situation, God never wants us to be fake or pretend to enjoy the hardship, the troubled times in our life. That's never God's will. We need to understand this. All the hardship, all the difficult situations are not part of God's plan in first place. They are not part of God's plan. Throwing into the lion's den was never part of God's plan for Daniel. God's plan was to rescue him from the trouble. So today when we say we praise the Lord in every situation, we are making a powerful declaration that, hey, I am not stuck in this circumstance. And I believe my God will always fulfill his purpose, his promise for my life, regardless of my circumstances. That's why I praise God. I believe in his salvation, his provision, his solution for my life. So we are not praise God for lion's den. We praise God for His rescue, for His power, and for His promise to be always fulfilled, no matter what. That's why we praise God in every situation. You know, actually, this helps us, enables us to fix on what is unseen, not on what is seen. Worship team, please come up. Let's get back to the flight club in South Auckland. Okay, let's think about this scenario together. The pilot and I, as we took off the ground, instead of flying over the ocean to Coromandel Peninsula, John turned the plane towards Great South Road. Why? Why? So we stop wherever there is a traffic light on the road. We stop in the air until it turns green. We can go now. And then we always give way when there is a roundabout on the road. Give way to what? Cloud? Hey, listen. If John was flying the plane like this, I would jump out of the window. I'm done. I'm out of here. Friends, when you are flying in the sky, don't limit yourself to the rules and map on the ground. Your life are designed to fly at a higher altitude for a greater purpose. You are called to pursue higher, to fulfill a higher purpose for your life. That's why we follow God. I want to take a moment to speak to those, maybe you are not Christian yet. Maybe you once was a Christian, but for some reasons you feel you are far from Him. Today I want you to know the reason you are here tonight is because God has a great plan for your life. And He will always fulfill His good promise for your life. But the Bible teaches us we all have sinned. We all have fallen short of God's glory. To be honest, I even fall short of my own standard. But by God's grace, He sent His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to the world and died for us. As Jesus died, He took on Himself the penalty for our sin. And then Jesus extended this grace to every one of us here. Forgiveness for your past. New life for you now. Hope for your future. Eternal life with God in heaven. So today I want to encourage you to take a step of faith. Open your heart to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and your life will never be the same again. I'm going to pray a very simple prayer. All you need to do is praying in your heart by following me. By praying this prayer, you will receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Are you ready? Let's do it together. Dear Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. I know I'm a sinner, and I know you died for me. Today, I choose to turn away from my old life and turn to you. And I choose from today to follow you and live for you. Please reveal yourself to me and reveal your plan for me. Transform me into the person you want me to be. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Listening to this Elam Christian Center podcast, please subscribe to keep hearing more life-changing messages. For more information about our church, please visit www.elamchristiancentre.org.nz.